EENet News. One day in the life of EENet's website, 2nd of March 2006. EENet is using new software to analyse its website statistics. Here is what happened on our site that day. 356 people used the website. 47 different countries, 25 were southern countries, 53%, accounting for 26% of users. 5 of the top 10 user countries were southern: Philippines, 4th, Brazil, 7th, Mexico, 8th, South Africa, 9th, India, 10th. The 356 visitors read 207 different pages or documents. The most popular article was Early Marriage and Education from Newsletter 7. EENet is promoting more awareness about the role that early marriage plays in denying girls their education rights. We invite readers to help us build up a bigger collection of articles on this issue to satisfy the obvious demand from our website readers. EENet's website is clearly contributing to our goal of sharing information with southern countries, despite the unequal availability of the internet between north and south. In just 1 month, people from 145 countries used the site. 87, 60%, were southern countries. Anniversary preparations. In 2007, EENet will be 10 years old, and we invite all readers to help us celebrate. Inclusive Technology, our website sponsor, will also celebrate its 10th anniversary and will host a joint event in January 2007, at which they hope to display a huge world map showing where EENet's readers live. We would like you to send us a postcard, photograph or drawing, by yourself or by children, showing where you live, work or study. Deadline, 1st of November 2006. Remember to write your name and address on the back of the picture. These pictures will be displayed on the world map. Everyone who sends us a picture will receive a free package of inclusive education documents, sponsored by Inclusive Technology. If you have any other ideas for how to celebrate EENet's 10th birthday around the world, please contact us. EENet staff. Since March 2005, Susie Miles has been the program director of the MED in Special and Inclusive Education at the University of Manchester. She still has an advisory role in EENet, but is no longer the coordinator. Ingrid Lewis is now the EENet coordinator, but is only employed for 2 days per week. Our staff capacity is therefore significantly reduced. We are managing as best we can, but would prefer to employ a second staff member if funding can be found. EENet's website on CD-ROM. If you cannot access the internet, then our website is now available on CD-ROM. Inclusive Technology has produced this for us at no cost to EENet, and it is accompanied by a disc of papers from ISEC 2005, the Inclusive and Supportive Education Congress. If you would like a copy, please contact us.